Hello, and welcome to the first in the series of NTMA Talks. I'm Joanne Butler, Senior Investment Manager in Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, and I'm going to be your host today. ISIF is Ireland's sovereign wealth fund and has a wide breadth of underlying investments. Our podcast series is going to be looking under the bonnet of businesses that ISIF has backed, where we'll be talking to both entrepreneurs and investors and hearing their stories. In this episode, we will be talking to James Brennan, Investment Director in ISIF, about his role and entrepreneurship and innovation in Ireland.
I think we're in a golden age of European VC and global VC, and Ireland is going to play a leading role in that. We can see that with some of the companies that we've supported and some of the companies that we're going to talk to in the next few months. Who knows what companies are going to be the Googles and Facebooks in 5-10 years? I mean, fortunes are being made, but there's an enormous opportunity for somebody to grasp some of these industries and change them and turn them upside down. And that's being written now.
James kicked off by describing what this podcast series is all about.
You are listening to NTMA Talks.
The idea behind the podcast is that the ISIF team has a pretty privileged position, firstly in managing money on behalf of the state with a really interesting and unique mandate, but secondly that we get to see an enormous slice of Irish life right across, sort of geographically, right across the island. But through the investments that we make and the companies and partners that we have, we also hear a great deal of stories about business ingenuity, creativity, entrepreneurship, sacrifices being made, and there's a wonderful depth to the stories. So sort of sharing with the public or those who are interested in learning about them, what state money is going towards, what projects, what ambitions we are supporting. I think it's a really worthwhile effort. So that's the idea behind the podcast, and we're going to give it a trial this summer with maybe a handful of examples of what we think are interesting stories.
Sounds fantastic. Looking forward to hearing more about those businesses and getting under the bonnet of those individual entrepreneurs and their personal journey. So James, I'd love to hear a little bit more about you. When did you start with ISIF? It was in the NPRF days, and it'd be great to hear a bit more about how the NPRF is different to how ISIF is today and what that has meant in particular for those investments in venture capital that you oversee.
So I joined the NTMA in 2007. I joined on a graduate program, in fact, when I don't think the NTMA was well known at the time. I certainly wasn't aware of it. And its role in managing what was assets, a sovereign wealth fund, its role was really to try and preserve those assets and build them up over a very, very long-term time horizon. So it was a very traditional sovereign wealth fund. It has enormously changed through the financial crisis and even in the last 2-3 years with the pandemic. So today it is a sovereign development fund. It is geared towards achieving both commercial returns and economic impact for the country. And it's that essence of that mandate is what brings us in contact with businesses all over the country in a way that we weren't doing 10 years ago.
Sounds fantastic. And am I right in saying ISIF has nearly 800 million in commitments to VC funds, both global and domestic funds? I'd be really interested to hear more about the domestic fund strategies and what that looks like or how that has changed over that period of time.
So it is correct to say we are heavily invested in venture capital for the simple reason that the fund has features that makes it really well suited to supporting that risk, increasing the availability of risk capital to young companies, and we're so the about 25% of the deployed capital is now in early stage companies. In terms of how the market's evolved, it's an enormously rich. Ireland has always been producing good companies and good ideas. Stretching back, it's got a great entrepreneurial culture. So stretching back even hundreds of years, we can point to lots of scientific innovations that have happened here. What's been lacking a lot in the recent 20, 30 years has been the financing of those innovations. And that has changed so that the overall market has grown enormously in the last 4 or 5 years. ISIF itself has supported hundreds of early stage companies through its partners. And there's been an increasing amount of real product development here in the last couple of years. And that's been the most interesting thing to see. So companies born here are now building product here. It ties in with all of the investments made over the last couple of decades in in R&D and third level to RSFI, but now there's some really IP-driven companies being produced here, and that's been exciting to see.
Yeah, and it's great to hear the vital role that ICE have had in that evolution as well. I'd love to hear a bit more about maybe some of the stories or some of the portfolio companies and some of the standout maybe investments that you've made.
Sure. The stories that we'll hear, and we haven't got a full list of everything that we've got. This is the start of a podcast series, so we don't know exactly where this will take us. But the first few stories, I think, are going to be test cases for what could follow. So to give you a couple of examples, we're going to speak with SilverCloud CEO Ken Cahill. Ken founded a company about 10 years ago, which was a real Irish success story. It's based on research that was a collaboration between NDRC, Trinity, and UCD, and the Mater Hospital, in fact, and it's in the area of mental health. So can you deliver digitally, so online, treatments that are based on cognitive behavioral therapy to patients suffering from anxiety, sort of everyday anxieties and depression, sort of milder forms? And what they've found is, and they've got a huge data to behind them that are proving this, is that is possible. You can extend the reach of practitioners to deliver these sort of daily treatments to patients suffering from anxiety and improve their lives. So the company has moved on enormously. It's not a company that gets many frontline headlines, but it's a company that I think we should all be really proud of. It's now delivering 80% of all NHS's digital mental health treatments, in fact. So we're going to hear from Ken in the next few weeks about his journey and where he is today. And they find themselves in a really hot space, supported by a number of really interesting investors. And I think the future is really bright there. So I'd love to hear from Ken about where he is on his journey. We've also got Fiona Edwards-Murphy, who is a founder of a company called Apis Protect, which is using AI to monitor the health of beehives. You know, fascinating deep dive into the world of sort of AI applied to ag tech. And then we're also going to hear from Fidelma McGurk, who is developing a world-leading product out in Westport. So she's building a company. She's a spin-out of taxback.com. So she's helping companies that operate remote workforces in different jurisdictions and how to manage all of the complexities that go behind that in terms of sort of salaries and making sure all of your workforce are well taken care of.
Wow, sounds great. It's super to see the diversity of the ICE portfolio as well, and those great individual stories. Maybe just drilling in a bit more into kind of the macro of venture capital and where the market is today. It's probably something on everybody's mind as you look at investments in terms of inflation, high valuations, talk of equity bubbles, and really, you know, what that means in terms of how you look at investments in the venture capital space at the moment. Be really interested in your views.
You can't pick up a paper today without seeing, you know, the latest IPO valuations skyrocketing. In fact, when I look back at some of the papers we were writing internally about the market 5 years ago, we thought that we were seeing peak valuations. The challenge is you don't know if what you're looking at is a peak market. That's just a challenge we have to live with. So we've adopted a stance really of trying to make, you know, really prudent investments in the venture space over time. Not trying to call the market, but just trying to make sure there's a diverse funding landscape for Irish entrepreneurs. I think if we do that and we deliver upon that and we make sure that not every company is venture backable, not every company deserves, you know, to be injected with venture capital, it often isn't suitable. And ICEF does a lot of funding in traditional businesses. But we're trying to make sure that the companies, I think we're in a golden age of European VC and global VC. And Ireland is going to play a leading role in that. We can see that with some of the companies that we've supported and some of the companies that we're going to talk to in the next few months.
And what do you think? There's a lot of non-traditional venture investors coming into the space. So not even the likes of, well, corporates where you see the likes of Intel, but even more so where you look at hedge funds or crossover funds coming into the space. What do you think is driving that trend?
The opportunity is driving the trend. So I guess on the one hand, it's a craving for financial returns, but there's also an awareness that some industries have been really slow to adapt to a sort of digital world, and they are you know, vulnerable to pretty significant disruption, and there are companies affecting those changes. And they're doing so not in 10 years, but in 5-10 months. So there's enormous opportunity for financial gains, and who knows what companies are going to be the Googles and Facebooks in 5-10 years. I mean, fortunes are being made, but there's an enormous opportunity for somebody to grasp some of these industries and change them and turn them upside down. And that's being written now. That's why you're seeing so much money flow into the space.
Yeah, and I guess we're in a low interest environment, so you know, people are being pushed towards taking more risk to chase that yield. But it's certainly a really interesting ecosystem, and certainly lots of availability of capital for companies raising finance. Maybe to talk a little bit more, is there any recent deals in particular that you'd like to talk about a little bit more? ICEF is very active, has a really wide varying portfolio. I'd love to hear your thoughts around any recent transactions that you've worked on, and why in particular they're particularly impactful.
So ICEF's activity spans much more than venture, and we do lots of interesting things. But the one that I think for me represented a tipping point, certainly in the awareness of ICEF's activity in the market, which I think is interesting to watch, is our investment in Stripe earlier this year. For the simple reason that every Irish person knows about Stripe. Every Irish person is proud of the Collison brothers for achieving and building this company that's the most valued private venture-backed company in the world. And the opportunity came about really serendipitously. The team, Ireland, has always been important to Stripe, but we can now demonstrate that they've committed to establishing their second HQ here in Dublin and committed to 1,000 jobs. But it's probably more than that. The announcement and the press around it was so well picked up both locally and abroad. And there's an intent in our partnership with Stripe, and it is very much a partnership, to look beyond the near-term economic headcount and employment, the original objectives of the ICEF, and actually try and work together to achieve things that we know are sort of common goals. The climate repair through carbon capture, effort, the encouragement and nurturing of the ecosystem. These are issues that are both, they're very, very, they're common to both, but we're both very motivated to try and have a positive impact on. And then Stripe, its origin was helping small companies tackle the problem of taking payments online. It is geared towards helping small companies grow, and its success is tied to those companies' success. So I think that's the interesting part about our partnership with Stripe. It creates a really unique state-industry partnership to try and tackle problems which we don't yet, we don't have solutions for. They're 5, 10, 15-year problems. So that would be one, but as I say at the outset, there's lots of fascinating stories from across the ICEF, which are even in more traditional sectors.
Yeah. Thanks, James. I think that's a really good introduction in terms of what's to come, and the interviews that are going to be part of this podcast series. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the first in our series of NTMA Talks. If you would like to hear more about the NTMA or ICEF, please check out our website at www.icef.ie.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of NTMA Talks.